news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden held his first Oval Office meeting with a group of 10 senators on Monday, all Republicans, invited to the White House to discuss his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan and their $618 billion counterproposal. After the meeting, Susan Collins, who led the group, stepped up to the microphone.
It was a very good exchange of views. I wouldn't say that we came together on a package tonight. No one expected that in a two-hour meeting. But what we did agree to do is to follow up and talk further at the staff level and amongst ourselves and with the president and vice president on how we can continue to work together on this very important issue. I think it was an excellent meeting, and we're very appreciative that as his first official meeting in the Oval Office, the president chose to spend so much time with us.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi filed a joint budget resolution for the 2021 fiscal year on Monday, the first step toward the introduction of a budget reconciliation bill that would give Democrats with their narrow majority in both chambers a way to pass the relief plan with no Republican support. Using reconciliation, though, could take up to a month, which would allow for further bipartisan negotiations while leaving the door open for the Democrats to go it alone. Among the differences between the two plans, $1.3 trillion worth of relief, and about 29 million fewer Americans would get a stimulus payment for a start. The Republican plan also has no money for state and local governments, which is a non-starter for most. In fact, one of the two Democrats hesitating on getting on board is Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Well, West Virginia's Republican governor, Jim Justice, had a few words about that.
We need to understand that trying to be per se fiscally responsible at this point in time with what we've got going on in this country, if we actually throw away some money right now, so what? We have really got to move and get people taken care of and get people back on balance. And I want to work with the Biden administration just like I worked with the Trump administration, and I want us to move forward.
On the president's agenda for Tuesday, immigration. President Biden signing three executive orders on Tuesday focused on reforming the immigration system and undoing the actions of the Trump administration, including establishing a family reunification task force and calling for a review of the public charge rule. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on Monday shared his views on some of the problems plaguing the House Republicans. In a statement, Mitch McConnell on Monday said that, quote, loony lies and conspiracy theories were a cancer on the Republican Party. McConnell did not name Marjorie Taylor Greene, but the reference to her was clear as he directly criticized several false claims she has embraced. Quote, somebody who suggested that perhaps no airplane hit the Pentagon on 9/11, that horrifying school shootings were pre-staged, and that the Clintons crashed JFK Jr.'s airplane is not living in reality. He also defended Liz Cheney, who seems to be on the receiving end of the ire of most House Republicans, instead of Marjorie Taylor Greene, where the ire is warranted. House Republican leaders have remained mostly silent in the face of mounting pressure to at least censure Greene as her controversial social media posts and videos surfaced recently. She's since scrubbed those accounts. Well, with the start of the new month on Monday, the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States fell below 100,000 for the first time in 2 months as the post-holiday surge seems to be easing. The month of January, however, is still the deadliest month yet of the pandemic for the United States. More than 95,000 people died in January here in the U.S., bringing the nation's coronavirus death toll to more than 440,000. Daily deaths are still averaging over 3,100, but that's down 200 from the mid-January peak. Deaths, they say, are a lagging indicator because it can take weeks for someone hit with a severe case to die from COVID-19. A major winter storm slammed into the Northeast on Monday, disrupting travel for millions and forcing public health officials to suspend coronavirus vaccinations in some places. New York City is forecast to get up to 2 feet of snow by Tuesday, one of the biggest snowfalls in its history. And there's another nor'easter in the making. And finally, more stories are emerging about how members of Congress dealt with the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took to Instagram Live to finally explain what she experienced that day. She spoke for about 90 minutes, so obviously we can't play the whole thing here, but her account was emotional, riveting, and frightening.
Like, I'm here, and the bathroom door starts going like this. Like, the bathroom door's in front of me, and I'm like this, and the door hinges right here, and I just hear, "Where is she? Where is she?" And this was the moment where I thought everything was over. It felt like my brain was able to have so many thoughts in that moment, between these screams and these yells of, "Where is she? Where is she?" I mean, I thought I was going to die. And I had a lot of thoughts. You have a lot of thoughts, I think, when you're in a situation like that. And I really just felt like, you know, if this is the plan for me, then people will be able to take it from here. I had a lot of thoughts, but that was the thought that I had about you all. I felt that if this was the journey that my life was taking, that I felt that things were going to be okay.
After concluding her live stream, AOC took to Twitter and wrote that her story isn't the only story, nor is it the central story of what happened on January 6th. And this just in, as we go to press, House Democrats Tuesday morning unveiled an outline of their legal case against former President Trump for his role in the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol, arguing that he had incited the mob attack and bears direct responsibility for the deadly violence that followed. An initial response by Trump to the Senate trial summons is due sometime later on Tuesday. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.